This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are. Another fun Saturday.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Can you hear yourself?
Oh, can you just turn it up a little bit?
Sure. How's that?
That's better.
That's better. I'm here to help, as always.
Cool.
As I always say. So is Brendan, huh? Yep, looking very sporty over there, Brendan.
Thank you, thank you. Anyway, how's it going, guys?
It's a wonderful Saturday to talk about car stuff.
I agree 100%.
It's been super busy this week, all kinds of crazy great stuff going on. Yeah, just trucking along, man,
yeah, doing trucking
stuff.
Along.
Doing stuff for sure.
I mean, I saw so much car news this week. Like,
did you?
Yeah, oh yeah, for
what
sure.
What kind of cool car stuff did you see? I had my head down. We got a million things going on. We're building a wall. And I hate to say it like that, but
that's not what we mean.
I get my own 30-foot wall. I do. No, at the Escondido location, I'm working on a ton of stuff there because we're building. We've had this. We've owned the property for quite a while, and as you know, in California, parking's like prime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. footprint. So this property was built, and there's a 30-foot slope on the two sides of the property. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
the back of that. So we've, the other gentleman that we own the property together have decided we've been working on this. Well, it's taken 3 years.
I remember you've been talking about it for a while.
Crazy, man. The good news is the 3 years has given us time to save up money to do this, you know, and which was the plan, which we've done. But this wall will add parking depth of 3 to 4 car lengths all the way around two sides of this property, which is huge, right? You know, I mean, we have lots of cars, so we often, we move to a little side lot. We move them to during the day, and then we put them back into the fenced-in lot and stuff like that, you know. So we're moving a lot of cars. This will prevent that. Won't have to do that. They'll just have to lock up the gates. There's be plenty of parking in there.
Don't need as many lot attendants.
No. Well, I don't know. Escondido always has two lots. It's driving two places. But anyway, we just I'm really looking forward to this. And it starts December 2nd.
Yeah.
Actually, it started already. They're putting in, you know, they put that orange barrier fence in to keep the, if it rains, the dirt from leaving the property or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
I haven't looked down there in a while.
Well, they were doing that yesterday.
Oh, they were? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
So, getting all ready for that. So, yeah, because December 2nd, we start, actually, the earth movers come in, and they're going to start moving. But, so, as far as, I guess that's not really automotive news, but we're making a lot bigger automotive location parking lot.
Yeah.
So, but, geez, you'd think with all the permitting and stuff we had to go through that you were building an actual building that had electricity and water and everything else to it, man. All we're putting up is a wall with dirt.
Yeah.
So, but they came up with some really great ideas for us, so it's awesome.
There wasn't any endangered birds or something that you can build?
We haven't started yet with that part.
Okay, just kidding.
Nope. No gnat catchers, just I swear. Kidding. Nobody's listening, right? Anyway, so what do you got in automotive news over there?
Well, I got one funny story, one sad story.
Oh, no.
One recall, and then one actual news. So that's a lot of stories. So I'll start off with the funny story. There was four individuals who were trying to get some money from their car insurance company by saying that a bear attacked their car. And it turned out somehow the insurance company was able to find out that the people were dressing up in bear costumes and scratching their vehicle and stuff like that in order to defraud the insurance company.
They actually dressed up as a bear to do this?
Yes.
Did they videotape it?
Apparently someone caught it on a security camera of them dressing up as bears. bears and pretending to be bears and attacking their own car and stuff. So the insurance company.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. We got to go rent costumes.
And it was a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG that they.
That's an expensive G-wagon. Car.
Yeah, that is an expensive car.
So they're arrested right now. They're still.
Well, insurance fraud is a serious thing.
Like there's some drugs involved.
Something like that.
Yeah, somebody's on drugs.
This sounds very methed up.
GM, some other news. GM is recalling 462,000 diesel models right now because of a rear wheel lockup. And it's a transmission valve issue as well. Mm-hmm. So that I saw that in the news. Advanced Auto Parts, the actual store itself, they had to file for bankruptcy, and now they're going to be closing up stores. And I think so far it's 35% of stores nationwide.
So I saw that news. Advanced Auto Parts actually bought here in California all the parts side of Pep Boys.
Yeah, but don't they own Worldpac?
Yeah, actually, I think they did. Uh-oh.
Oh, man. It's one thing after another.
But they, so long, 3 years ago, they bought that because Carl Icahn split the repair portion off. So Pep Boys doesn't have a parts store anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So interesting how it changes. But yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Advanced, then, do they own?
I think they
that
do.
That and what was the other?
Well, Parts Authority is another.
No, not them. No, there was another parts store that bought Worldpac before.
Before that, yeah. It was and Advanced. I don't remember what
so
it
Advanced bought Worldpac and them, I believe. So now Advanced owns all those stores. So yeah, go ahead. Go.
Some other. Yeah. Well, they said some. So they bought Worldpac. CarQuest is another
CarQuest. That's who I was. Oh, yeah. Right, so it's CarQuest and Worldpac.
Yeah, it was first. Yeah, and then that.
And then now Advanced is the parent company that owns them all. Yeah. And they're having issues, I take it.
Yes, exactly. So they're going to be closing down specifically just their own locations of Advanced Auto Parts stores.
Oh, okay.
They'll be closing down 35% across the nation. But it's not looking too good for them right now. They seem to be losing quite a bit of money right now. So.
Call that bleeding.
Exactly. Last thing, there is a report that Trump is nixing federal EV tax credits now. I don't
own one of those, so I'm fine.
Yeah. But that,
told you in the beginning not to buy one.
It's amazing how as soon as he got elected as president, there's so many news stories where we're getting changes just like that right at this moment all of a sudden. And it's not just here nationally. Internationally, I mean, too, as well. Like the whole market is just completely change in just one day. It's insane how that can change in just an instant. So that's all my car news, but again, you can see a lot of changes.
Most of it's for the good that I've seen. Yes. So
yeah, did you see
I'm sorry if you own an EV and you're not going to get a tax
credit. I'm sorry for those guys who thought they could defraud an insurance company
with a bear costume. You're sorry for them.
That doesn't there's really. Something wrong there.
Something's wrong with that entire picture. Yeah. What were you gonna say?
Oh no, they're not gonna sell motorhomes anymore. What? In 2025, they're going to, in California, of course, but they're going to stop the sale of motorhomes.
Hair gel come up with that?
Hair gel?
Yeah, that's our governor.
Oh, probably.
Everybody's all like, he's a terrible governor, but he's got great hair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What was it, French Laundry?
Yeah, 2020. That guy stepped in the poo-poo multiple times in his life, yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, very interesting. Character. Really, you're serious about that?
I saw
where did you see that?
I saw it on
motorhomes or electric motorhome?
It's gotta be electric.
EV.
Yeah.
Imagine the battery in that thing. It's like one of the semi trucks.
Maybe Brandon can fact check me. But
no, I'm looking at it. I'm on the San Francisco Chronicle.
Of course.
And they do say that new California rule. This is the headline specifically. I can go into more details.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
New headliner. California rules could soon end sales of RVs, industry warns. And I can take a look more into this. There are currently no electric RVs on the market.
Correct.
No surprise.
Dude, you would need an extension cord. This things are too heavy.
I'll look more into it and I'll tell you guys more about it as the show progresses and see if there's anything else.
That's very interesting. When they say RVs, does that just mean like motorhomes? Or are you talking about, what about trailers and stuff that you put, but like a toy box? That's an RV.
I would assume
recreational vehicle.
Yeah, but knowing California, it's got to be emissions related. It's probably like motorhome.
I would presume.
I guess. But I don't know for sure.
But the stove inside of your toy box trailer may emit too much emissions when it's burning propane too.
That's
remember
true.
They did want to get rid of gas stoves too
and cows.
They want to get rid of cows. No.
There was a thing with AOC.
It's crazy stuff. Yeah. All right, we're getting a little too political now. Yeah. Poor cows. I actually like cows. And steak tastes really good, so I hope they don't eliminate those things.
Just a cow catalytic converter.
You have to retrofit your cow herd.
Yeah, it's a diaper.
Like all the diesels had to.
Yeah.
The trucks, yeah.
Stick a carbon filter in there, you know?
So, all right, we're not going to fix the flatulence problem with cows. Just with vehicles, it's all good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Brendan, did you have anything else you want to throw in there real quick in the bucket?
Yeah, I'll quickly just read this. It's going to begin in 2025 of all times for this rule. It's any vehicle with an over the weight of 8,500 pounds, mm-hmm. Class A motorhomes, and Super C recreational vehicles they're looking to take care of. And it does have to do with...
What do you mean take care of? You mean like eliminate?
Yes, eliminate. I'm so sorry. I should have reiterated there. And apparently this regulation aligns with Oregon, Washington, New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. They apparently have...
All the fun states. All the fun states.
Just going to be quiet there.
Yeah, they should just label those states fun sucker states. They just want to get rid of all the fun stuff. I got to be honest with you.
No camping.
No camping. Nothing like... Hey, what are they going to do with all the motorhomes that are urban camper motorhomes? Although we've started eliminating a lot of that. Have you noticed a lot are gone in Escondido at least?
Yeah, I haven't really noticed.
In El Cajon, there wasn't a lot of campers. There wasn't a lot of motorhomes for that. There's a lot of campers.
Yeah.
I see them on the street.
Oh, yeah.
But urban campers.
Street fellers.
The only thing to mention is, says here also in the story, motorhomes represent a small but beloved market in California. Motorhome manufacturers shipped about 6,000 vehicles to California in 2023 compared to 135,000 medium and heavy duty trucks, according to industry associations. Okay. So it's not a big market per se, but it is a very beloved market here in California for sure. I know.
How do all these motorhome places stay alive? They sold only 6,000 motorhomes.
Yeah.
I mean, like probably La Mesa RV is a big motorhome seller, you know.
I was just about to say that because they partner with Dave Stahl every Sunday. So
they're a big, but they don't only sell motorhomes though. No, and those are Class A's only they're talking about. They sell Class C motorhomes, which have more of the van front. They sell a lot of trailers, like toy box trailers, things like that.
What's Class A? Is that like a diesel pusher?
No. Well, a diesel pusher is depending. Mm. If it has a front on it that looks like a truck, then it's usually considered a Class C.
Oh, okay.
If it has a front that is like a motorhome or a bus, that's a Class A.
Oh, okay.
Usually that's how they did it. Now, I don't know about the big Kodiak ones that look like a Chevy 6500. Oh, yeah. I don't know what class those. I would think that's a Class A because of the weight.
I was also going to mention too, according to industry association, they also reported that during tax time for reporting the mileage of these cars that they drive, people in California have an average driving time in their motorhomes of 2,000 miles versus 36,000 for larger trucks that fall under the same standard.
Well, that's because you only drive your motorhome when you're going camping.
No, I know that too, but you're very much nitpicking in this situation if you're trying
to... Actually, I think there's better things they could work on, which is what you're trying to say, I presume,
than
messing with the people that drive 2,000 miles a year in their motorhome, right? Yes,
exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So whoever come up with, and I'm sure it was our buddy, come up with a commission to look at this, wasted hundreds of thousands of dollars to figure out that, they want to ban motorhomes, which there's 6,000 a year sold, and out of all those 6,000 sold, they drove about 2,000 miles a year average.
Yeah, and they only drove 2,000 miles, so that's very less emissions, and then they're losing all those registration fees and smog fees and
stuff.
That's
true, too.
Nobody said he was smart. Nobody said he was smart. I didn't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about this, so anyway. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related calls about, or if you want to talk about any of these new laws we said are coming into. So always some fun stuff at the end of the year. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
But, all right. Oh, yeah. Now, can you hear now?
Yeah, I can.
You better? All right. Perfect. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Sorry, Paul was having technical difficulties. We were trying to figure out his headphones. Now you can hear now, right?
Oh, yeah, I can hear. Yeah. I thought you guys just turned my
mic better.
Off.
You weren't with me the time, but back in the KFMB days when we it was just me and Dan were there. That's when Dan was on the radio with me. And we show up back then, just like now. We had a key card to get into the studio and all that. So we're in the studio waiting, because we were the first live on air, you know, starting at 7. There wasn't anybody before us for some reason. So, and then there was a show after us, an investing show. But we're sitting there waiting. Nobody shows up. So we're in the control room. Dan's like, what dials and buttons? I'm like, no way, man. There's not doing this. Like, so finally, it was funny. We ended up like, I called my rep. Of course, she answered right away.
Yeah.
Love her. She was awesome. I said, there's nobody here to produce the show. And she's like, what? I was like, no, there's nobody here. Yeah. That guy got fired, actually.
Oh, busted. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally. Finish. Well, yeah. So the guy that Dave... what was Dave's last name? He was the station manager. Mm-hmm. He was on the golf course. He left the golf course and came in.
Oh, shit.
He was not happy. Not at us.
Yeah,
Dave Sniff was his name. He was a great guy.
I think I did like 3 shows with you.
Yeah, over there.
Not many.
No, yeah. No, that was a lot. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it was a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, because we switched over here, and Kev was would come and do shows with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting stuff.
He was my very first, I don't know, I guess you could say boss for radio.
Oh, because
I did an internship at the same station.
So. Oh, you did?
Yes. Okay. I only
worked. You're not the one that got fired for not showing up, though.
No, I know the guy you're talking about. He was a really cool, nice dude, but, you know, I've heard stories.
Oh, yeah. He had some issues he didn't show up for. There was 2 other guys then were my producer, Eric, one guy, Eric Rubala. Super cool guy.
I know him personally. Oh, yeah. He's an awesome dude.
No, he was a great producer too. Just like you, Brendan.
Thank you.
Yeah, just like you. But
awesome musician, by the way, too. If you have.
Oh, he is. And he has his own recording studio, and he does a lot of voiceover stuff too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's really big into that stuff too. But yeah, he is he's a really good human.
Doesn't he voice CBS8?
I think he does.
He does. Nice.
Yeah, he's a really good human. That's for sure. No question about it. So if anybody was to say anything about you, and you want to be a really good human.
Yeah.
Don't want to be a bad human.
Yeah. Want to be a bad human.
That's the people in the bear suit that are clawing their own
car.
And doing drugs. Children, don't do drugs, and you won't dress up as a bear and claw your own car.
I can't pay my payment. I know. We'll dress up as bears, and we'll trash our $200,000 G-Wagon.
Yeah, great idea. Oh, mercy. I'll tell you a funny story about, before I run down this, friend of mine, a girl I know, she called, and she says, I'm having these problems with my Mercedes. Same thing. She had she says, I don't understand why it costs so much to fix a car. And I didn't realize what car she had. And I'm talking to her about it. You know, she just said she had a Mercedes, but that varies these days, right? You could have a C230.
That's
a Toyota Camry, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, get it in. We got in and looked at. And oh, it's an AMG 63.
Oh.
And she's like, well, I don't understand why it's 93,000 miles. Why do these things need to be fixed? And motor mounts have split and are leaking.
Oh, that's super common.
Yeah. I'm like,
well, the thing's like 500 horsepower. It's dead. Yeah, those
and
things,
yeah. I'm like, yeah. So you bought this car for, you're heading upwards of $200,000 and you're telling me you don't have the money to fix it. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Well, I don't know why I got to spend money on this. Well, you don't.
Yeah. It's pretty much a race car, you know,
in an SUV AMG form.
Yeah. Oh, it was an SUV.
It's the SUV one. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Still there. Yeah. Some of the 63s are twin turbo or supercharged.
Yeah. Whatever
like
it was.
Seven horsepower and it's made to like drive on the streets. I mean, it's you know,
it's a nice much, car.
Yeah. But
when it breaks, it's expensive.
Oh, air suspension, all that
the
stuff.
The wrong thing to buy if you, yeah. you and I talk about this, and we've talked about this several times. Yeah. Those cars get up around 100,000 miles, you should have traded it in already.
Yeah, yeah.
80,000 is a good spot. If you don't want to fix anything broken on it, trade it in and get another one.
Yeah, mine just took got to 100.
Oh, so things are now falling off as you drive down the
Not
road.
Not yet, it's but coming. It's coming.
Let's face it. Their cars are super nice, and they're nice, but they're built for 100,000 miles. They really are.
Yeah, no,
they
right.
want you to trade that thing back and do it over. Yeah, in the group nice of people that they cater to is, you know, that's their real client. Somebody that can buy another one at 85,000 miles. I drove at 85,000. I need the newest thing.
Yeah.
Like my buddy Ron.
Yeah.
He's an AMG EQS. Yeah, you know? So, yeah, you know, and... Oh, back to an electric car, though, Brendan. That's an electric car.
Oh, I'm just joking.
Super nice electric car,
it's
though.
It's not a
that
G.
Thing, that thing crap wants and everything.
I don't automatically hate electric cars and stuff like that. Sorry.
You just hate the ones that start with T.
T's, yeah. Oh, there's that twitch again. Sorry.
All right, folks, I want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved, STAR certified. Take care of folks in North County up there for 32 years now. Gosh, I'm getting old.
Escondido?
Yeah.
92 you started it?
Yeah, 92. August.
August of 92.
Yeah, I remember the month. Oh. I was there.
You were there, yeah.
And West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in Elkhorn. AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, taken right there in central San Diego, taking care of folks for over 7 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, East Gate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 5 years. And of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved over there in North County, not inland, that's Escondido, North County Coastal. You can actually see the ocean from the parking lot.
Yep.
We're right in front of where they're getting ready to build all that. They're going to knock down the transit center, rebuild all that, and have like a transit center underground.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have business storefronts, you know, for like small storefronts, and then living above it.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's hopefully a big project, like four blocks long.
Hopefully it doesn't mess up our parking.
No.
No.
It's after our back parking
lot. Oh, okay.
So, but where the transit center is, so... Mm. Well, I'm sure it'll be congested back there, but that's not a main road.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
back
yeah.
there where that is, it's a block, one block off of Coast Highway is where that is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so cool stuff though. Almost 2 years there in Oceanside now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason: we truly believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced and repaired. Find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Of course, we're here to help you. Get one of the West Automotive Group cards. Ask one of my managers or writers that are helping you, one of the consultants, and they'll make sure that to get you all set up there. Great card because you can use it all the time, and it's 6 months no interest. So... And also keeps from putting money on your other regular credit cards.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You can take advantage of our diagnosis or drivability, transmission, CertiCare, whatever is troubling your vehicle. We've saved folks a lot of money by diagnosing vehicles properly. And as I often say, the best money ever spent on any repair is a diagnosis by a qualified technician at a quality facility, because otherwise we see so many cars come in with parts thrown at them. And by diagnosing it properly, eliminates unwanted parts replacement for sure.
Yeah.
We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. Hey, jump on West Automotive Group and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram by going, once again, to westautomotivegroup.com. You can just click on whichever you like there and get you all set up. You can also click on the Automan segments or Auto Talk Radio, the Automan, where I'm the Automan for CW and Fox 5. Those are posted there after each show, and you can go right to our YouTube channel and watch them. And you can also listen live to Auto Talk Radio from going to where? What is the station? The Answer San Diego.
Yes, that's right.
The Answer San Diego, and then you can just click on
weekend shows.
Weekend shows. Is it behind me? I can't read the back of my head. Oh yeah, The Answer San Diego, 1170,
intelligent conservative radio.
That's right. Anyway, but you can go there and listen live, or you can go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, or tune in and download them. Or you can, like I said, go through our website, click on there, and the podcasts are there too after the show. So go in and check them out. But it's some good stuff. If you would like to email me, you can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com with anything you have going on automotive related. I'm happy to talk to you about. This morning, give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. And we'll chat with you. And Paul can hear himself now, so we're doing well.
We're doing good. We're doing good.
All right. Well, let's see what Bodie's got going on. What do you got going on, Bodie?
Just staying out of trouble.
Well, that's a good thing.
So, you know, in the priesthood, you got bishops, earls, friars, monks, and all of that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So a bunch of cannibals. Found one of these missionaries.
This is going the wrong way.
I wasn't expecting this one here.
What kind of car is this?
It's clean. And so the cannibals found one of these Catholic missionary guys, and they put him in the big pot with the carrots and all that stuff. So a couple hours later, they're all in with the medicine man, and they all have distended stomachs and they got headaches. And the medicine man sits him down and he goes, so tell me about your day. Well, you know, we found this Catholic guy roaming around and we put him in the pot. And he goes, describe him for me. He goes, well, he's kind of a heavy set guy with a big rope for a belt and bald hair. And he said, you boil him? He goes, yeah. He said, you guys goofed up. He goes, what's that? He said, you boiled a fryer.
Boiled a fryer.
That's good.
That is good.
It is good.
Very clean too.
They're very clean.
Very so, clean.
And not for technical. A friend of mine's got a 2014 AMG, the 507 model.
507? S500?
Something, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on with it?
When he starts it, it makes a chirping noise, like. So,
just initially when started, or it's like a rotational.
No, yeah, it's just one chirp, lasts 3-4 seconds, and it's done. Is that a bearing going out, or do you think it's a belt?
Could be a starter. Could be a winding and a starter. The starter bearing. If it just does it when it starts, and then it goes away, yeah. It's a possibility. Yeah, yeah. Almost going to have to hear it to determine where it's coming from on the vehicle, but
yeah, and there's a couple of AMGs. There's a the 55 AMG supercharged.
Yeah,
and sometimes could be a bearing. The supercharged slip a little bit first thing,
or maybe one of the bearings is starting on it. That just the first load.
Yeah, yeah, and that happens on those. It's common, and then 500 could just tension or something.
He needs to take it to a professional for diagnosis.
Well, somebody's going to have to determine exactly where the noise come from. Yes, I mean, I could give you a list of parts to start throwing at if you want, but once again, that is not how we do things, and it gets very expensive, so that's a bad way to do it.
I know.
So
okay,
but
so I'll recommend that to him.
Yeah, let us know. We'll be happy to look at it for him. We diagnose things like that all the time.
Yeah. So question number two, 1999 Acura. It's two-door, 2.2 CL. I go to start it, and the starter is strong. But it won't catch. It won't ignite.
Uh-huh.
So the other day, I opened the door, closed the door, locked the latch, started right up. Does that mean my igniter's going out? Or what's it called? The activator in the door?
Do you have an aftermarket alarm in that car?
No, it's factory alarm.
It's factory.
I bet the alarm glitched on those. You locked and unlocked the door with the key, right?
No, I was on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the alarm on those will set on it, and you have to activate in and out to reset the security system on it.
Yeah.
So that's probably what's happened.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And what happens is it'll crank, but it gives no fuel, so it won't start when it goes into security mode. Yeah.
Right. So should I buy a factory a remote for that?
Buy a what?
A factory remote on and off.
Well, do you have a factory remote for it?
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah. Well, I mean, because you could activate it without actually locking it. The other way to do it is physically by getting out of the car, locking the door with the key, locks all the doors, and then unlocking it with the key, and it will put it into turn the security system off, and it'll start.
Yeah.
Which sounds like what you did.
Yeah. If it only did it once, let's see. That could have just been coincidence, too.
Yeah, The good news is it will never keep you inside the car. So
yeah,
so it won't lock you in. So you know, there's always that option to do. And once it's started, the security system never won't activate and shut the car off.
Yeah,
normally.
The car runs perfectly. So here's another thing. What is a door actuator? Am I using the right word?
A lock actuator.
Is there like some kind of hydraulic or mechanical locking device for that door?
Well, there's a electro magnetic plunger. Yeah. Basically, what it is, it's a solenoid that basically locks and unlocks depending on the command, the direction.
Is that something I should replace if I can find them?
No, nah.
Does it not work?
Does work, obviously. Does it work or not work?
It works.
No, because it's just electromagnetic solenoid. It's either good or bad. There's no reason to place them. And they don't go bad very often.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And then another question is, have you got your RAV4 registered yet?
Nah, I haven't finished it yet. Okay. I've been busy. I'm building a wall, remember? Did you listen? I'm building a wall.
What kind of wall are you building?
A brick wall, a big one, 30 feet tall.
What?
You're not listening. You weren't listening to the beginning of the show, were you?
No.
We're building, so we have a 30-foot slope at the Escondido property, and there was a bunch, that's all wasted space, right? So we've designed, engineered, it spent 3 years working on this thing, this wall, to get it all permitted, and we just cut and ground, and we're building this wall, which will give us about 6 car lengths deep in parking on 2 sides of this large property, which will, in other words, we're creating a ton more parking to help take care of clients and not have to move cars and things like that. So I am truly building a wall. You know, I know the previous president and his incoming started the wall thing first, but this is my own personal wall. My wall's going to be very pretty too, because it's like that chop stock block wall, so it's very beautiful. The city made us make it very beautiful.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and I was like, why the parking lot of a commercial building stares at the back of this thing? I don't really get it, but okay.
Did you guys hear the joke about the wall?
No, is there a joke about a wall?
It is so hilarious.
This isn't about my wall, right?
No, it's about just a generic wall, but it's so hilarious that I'm still trying to get over it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, so yes, I'm building a wall, Bodie.
Okay.
So I've been really busy. That's why that's my excuse for not getting the finished with the wrap for yet. But I will. It's still there. So I'll let you know.
Okay.
You got it, my friend.
I guess, I guess, and no car shows this weekend?
I'm about to read them to you, but they're pretty far from you, Bodie. So, yep. Okay. So sorry about that.
Okay, I'll pass.
Okay, okay. No problem.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Here's a Thanksgiving joke.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You know how you keep a turkey in suspense?
No.
I'll tell you next week.
Look forward to it. Paul be the turkey. He's going to go rent a turkey suit.
Yeah. Get rid of my Porsche.
He's going to jump up and down on the hood of his Porsche in a turkey suit and say a wild turkey attacked it. All right, my friend. All right, great to talk to you. Take care.
Keep me on the...
All right, Brendan will take care of that. You got it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, be safe. Bye-bye. All right, always good stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, me and Paul will talk to you about, and Brendan. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
There we are. All right. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Welcome back to you too, Brendan.
Hola. How you doing?
Oh, good. You know what we're talking about is vehicle maintenance myths today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There's a lot of them out there. We can hit real high on them real quick. But hey, regardless, and one other thing I got to do here real quick, which is important. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need, no question about it. We do not stock any other batteries at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. Interstates are the highest quality batteries out there, and the number one technician recommended battery worldwide.
I believe it. Yep. I needed them this week.
Oh, so. Yeah, you always need a battery.
My battery went out, and luckily the battery was under warranty.
Oh, good.
Placed it for free. All done.
Nice. Nice. Good stuff. Yeah, Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment. And we got a very cool new interactive appointment thing going. Is that thing super cool?
It is cool.
Yeah, so check it out at westautomotivegroup.com. It walks a client through exactly so we get all the information from you to make sure we get you helped in the right direction, which is super important to us and you too. So once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. If you need a battery for a vehicle or any other service needs, jump on there and make an appointment. We'll get you all taken care of. If you need a battery for any other need that's not automotive related, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. These guys got batteries for everything. If you remember one time I had one of the Interstate guys on, I mean, they do all these industrial batteries, these backup batteries. They have all the, you know, hospital batteries.
Oh, wow.
Most hospital battery backup systems are all Interstate batteries.
I didn't know that.
Because they are the highest quality. So they rely on them for the highest quality batteries out there, for sure. Mm. For sure. So anyway, just cool stuff to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University. Just remember, or Google them, San Diego Interstate Battery or Interstate Battery of San Diego.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, cool. What were you going to add in there, Brendan?
The car shows this week.
Yeah, what do you got?
I only got particularly the San Diego Automotive Museum does their cars and coffee. 7:30 to 9:30. Yep.
That one is close by. Bodie, you can do that one.
You could if you want, but I think you want something more south in like the Chula Vista area possibly, but you know.
South of Balboa Park?
Yes. Okay. Even more south, yeah.
Okay.
I have the Mopars and Friends at Motec Performance. They are having a toy drive for Fort Irwin. This is located on 41715 Elm Street. Marietta, California.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And they'll be doing a tour drive there. And that's for a good cause for sure. Rancho Cucamonga is also doing a toy drive for the same thing for military families, of Fort Irwin. So the Marietta one starts from 10 a.m. to 2 today, and the Rancho Cucamonga is from 2 to 5. So you can go to one and then the one after that, right after that, because Rancho Cucamonga is right next to Marietta, if I remember right, geographically. And that is about it, unfortunately, because the rest is all really high up LA areas, but they're all doing toy drives up there too today, one in Glendale and one in Woodland Hills, but you could take a look at those later on for you. Otherwise, we'll have a bunch for sure next week. So, Bodie, if you're listening in next week, you want to definitely pay attention then, because we'll have a bunch for you for sure next week. So go check those out. Good causes.
Yeah, go check them out. Great causes.
Right? Isn't it around the time that the Teddy Ball guys do that one?
Yes. So, well, we're doing the Teddy Ball, and that's definitely coming
up. Yeah, but the car one with the they do every year, or is that more in December? You know, the one with the cars and all that stuff.
Almost everything they do has to do with the cars.
Oh, just okay.
So you know, yeah. So.
I could be wrong. Maybe they just did the trunk or treat thing this time.
Well, we got two great things coming. I mean, we do have the Teddy Ball coming up this Thanksgiving weekend, right? And also, Warrior Foundation Freedom Station is doing their big telethon coming up on... Maybe you can Google this quicker than I can.
I was going to say, they do have the Cruise for Kids November 30th. Is the Teddy Ball Cruise for Kids.
Yeah, so. C4K is who puts that on, my friend Nino. Yeah, but it's correct. They do that during the day, and then we do the Teddy Ball at night.
Right.
Oh. All that money goes towards helping children. He doesn't take a cent out of this thing, man. He donates everything. So super great cause. That's why we've been doing it for so many years. And just really good stuff. If you want to come to the Teddy Ball, just email me, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And I'll get you some golden tickets, and you can come. It's a great cause, and just good stuff for sure. Paul will be there.
Yep, I'll be there. Yep,
you can say hi to Paul. I'll be there. So we'll be doing dancing and music, and they have a silent auction. Super cool stuff. Mm-hmm. Callie last year bid on and got. She's big into baseball. My friend Callie, some professional signed jerseys that she really wanted. She collects baseball stuff too. Yeah. So she's a professional baseball statistician. She knows all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you were talking about a telethon. What was the
Warrior Foundation Freedom Station?
Warrior Foundation,
along with we're doing along with iHeartMedia. Always a part of that too every year. I believe it's on the. I think it's coming up next week.
There used to be a pop up on the
website. Yeah, I don't know where. I went to look for it, but I didn't see anything.
Usually,
on there.
You go right on there. Go to stores.
Let's try.
Like
this.
Where you? Oh, find your store. Right.
This one.
And then just click on one of the stores.
See, I see that November 14th, they had a live coverage on CBS 8.
That was it. It was yesterday. I missed.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that we were part of it. That's why it's not on there anymore.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. It was just on the website now. Yeah, I saw the pop-up. Yeah.
Yep. We were doing a pop-up on there, but that was a great cause. But you can still donate to that.
I was about to just say that. Yes.
Yes, you can still donate to that for the holidays. And what it's about is we're always part of that too, because what a great cause. It gets soldiers and sailors and everybody home for the holidays that have trouble traveling, or their family here to be with them if it's they can't travel, things like that. So just really great stuff they do. And that's Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. That charity was created here in San Diego, and that's where, and they have three different foundation home areas where they've built these homes for transitional homing and that kind of stuff for people that are whether it be sometimes for a family to stay if somebody's in the hospital here, or for people, sailors and soldiers to transition, into society and life.
That's cool.
With other things live. If they need help. Yep. So good stuff for sure. So thanks for that. So two things. That was yesterday, as Brendan said. And then, of course, we have the Teddy Ball coming up. So if you're interested in that, let us know. So good stuff for sure as far as that goes. Are you done with the car shows?
Yes, all done. I think I'm ready to hear some myths from you.
You want to hear a myth?
Yes.
I'm going to give you one.
And I don't want a Greek one. I want an
omelet. No Greek myths? Yeah,
no Greek myths, please. thank you, Paul. That was a pity laugh.
One is not,
it was funny.
No, it just took me a minute.
I was kind of zoning out the weather channel over here. And then,
it's okay.
One is that you need to change your engine oil every 3,000 miles. We don't do that anymore. With the quality oil today, almost everything's full synthetic. We recommend 5,000 miles.
You know what's not on that list too?
What?
That's a common question.
What?
Is if I use full synthetic, can I go back to the blend oil?
Yeah, without a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, back in the, that was a long time ago, in the day. Well, that was a big, and actually it was a quite.
Somebody just asked me that question yesterday. I still get it a lot.
Or if I've been using a synthetic blend, can I go to a full synthetic?
Yeah.
Either way, back and forth. Like somebody at one time years ago, like 30 years ago, like you can't, when synthetics first came out, and I don't know how truthful this, maybe they were a bit different then, but I doubt it.
I think it was a kid at Jiffy Lube that was like,
so you can't get the, you put those together, you put those together and it'll turn into gel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really? No. I don't think so. But you know, okay. If you insist.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah. But that is a good myth. So, but yeah, we recommend oil changes now because we do almost, well, the West Automotive Group, we don't carry anything but full synthetic oil, plain and simple. There's no reason to anymore.
No.
The cost of it is great. And I would think if you went and found conventional motor oil, it'd probably cost a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, yeah, for the old cars, conventional, and you got to find it with zinc in it.
Or there's additives you could add zinc to a full synthetic oil. Mm-hmm. If you have an older car that needs zinc for the bearing stuff, so
you use full synthetic and the zinc.
You can, you could, absolutely. But my recommendation too, when it comes to oil, is use the oil that the manufacturer recommended. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard people say before, well, it's got high mileage, so I want to put a 2050 in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'll smoke check everything on the car. That's not going to work out so well. At least inside the motor.
Variable valve timing doesn't like 2050.
No, it moves very slowly. Yeah. It's like molasses to it for sure. Let's see. There's a lot of stuff on here that's interesting as far as that goes. Things that you shouldn't do.
Oh, wow. That's two pages of things
it's
you shouldn't do.
A lot of stuff.
I just saw the front page real quick.
Oh, you did? Hmm. Well, I'll tell you this, that, you know, there's all kinds. I get things like you should change your coolant every other oil service. No, that's don't need to do that.
No.
We do 3 years, 50,000 miles on most of it. It keeps it in good working order. Well, first off, be very careful with things like this says transmission flush. Never. We don't power flush anything. You can do a complete fluid exchange if the fluid has gotten dirty and we want to get things cleaned up there. But regular service of transmission, as a matter of fact, listen, at the West Automotive Group, we recommend to service your transmission around every 20,000 miles. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
It's not the manufacturer's recommendation. We know that most of the demise of transmissions around 100,000 miles is because they're not serviced. Keep in mind, you have something, you have clutches that are engaging, you have metal planetary gears that are running on each other, they create particulate. That's what discolors the fluid in a transmission, truly. Because transmission fluid is very highly detergent, it keeps everything clean, but it suspends all that stuff in it.
Yeah, and the heat too.
The heat, yeah. So by taking good care of the transmission fluid and servicing it regularly, you can prevent failure of it. I mean, keep the valves clean. And also the worst part, like we talk about, is that when it's floating in the fluid, that contaminant actually will wear the valve body and the valves, and that's how you get failures. So there was a gentleman upset that had 30,000 miles on his Mercedes, and we recommended to service trans, and he says, well, my friend says that's not needed. The manufacturer does not recommend that. Oh, they don't. They want to sell you a transmission. They're fine with it.
No, they do. It's 60 now. They changed it.
I know they did because they had so many failures.
100,000 miles.
Correct. But what I'm saying, 20 to 30,000 miles you service that trans, that is your best chance of keeping it in good working order.
Yeah.
It's your car. I don't care what you do with it. You know, I'm just here to help you. That's what I was explaining to him. So don't be so belligerent about things. Where you might want to look into things when people tell you about them that know about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing this for forever, and I'm telling you, 32 years of doing this, the only way to extend the life of your transmission It's the surface irregular.
Yeah, yeah. Especially so when we're taking
let's have a little common sense.
We're taking them apart every day. We see what really made it go bad, and it was the fluid.
Usually the fluid had never been changed, and the particulate causes a valve to hang up, burns a clutch pack, or I mean, there's so many different things that happen, right? So, but clean fluid is your best option on those. So don't let it get dirty. Keep it clean. 20,000 miles, a great way to go. It's like buying insurance,
I tell folks. Your F-250 change? Didn't it? You like
400,000 miles, same training.
I changed the fluid
on that truck every 18,000 miles of train fluid. New filter fluid. Yeah. And I drained the converter, so it was all new fluid. And that truck never let me down. That was the best truck ever. So it was good. I hope my Ranger's not listening. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for us this week. Make sure and join us next Saturday as we'll be talking another topic, and we'll be here live. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Until next Saturday, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.